This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. iCares Tech provides a convenient yet secure visitor control system by the client, which intends to eliminate the duplication of excess card issue, provide traceable record, as well as create a more secure living community. This property security management app has now expanded from Malaysia to Singapore as well. They recently won third place in the recent ASB 101K competition startup track, and TBV Capital has invested a six-figure amount into iCare. And I'm joined with Frankie Fu, one of the co-founders. Good morning, Frankie.
Yeah, good morning.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm the co-founder of iCare Technology, and actually we start from a very small team. During the journey, then we meet a few of our co-founder as well, and some left around. So we build up from scratch until now. We are very happy during the journey, and luckily we able to join the 101K SB competition, then we learn more to improve our company. Yeah.
Okay. So what was interesting is that you decided to join a competition, but you already have investors into your business.
Yeah. We start with a small company that we are self-funded, and then we try to minimize our expenses to survive during the pandemic. And yeah, luckily we able to get some investor during the journey, so we can grow from very small company to not very big, but a medium sized company at the moment.
For now lah.
Yeah.
Okay. So why did you decide to join the 101K? Was it more for the, you know, the prize? I mean, that's appealing, but is it also the learning behind when you joined the competition?
Actually, we decided to join the competition because, yeah, the price is really, really, what we call, impressive. But we are not expected we can get the prize. So actually, we want to get more network. Especially, we want to learn more from the school, the lecturer, the professor, and also from VC. A lot of it. VC mentor that teach us a lot of strategy, how to planning our company to further scale up our size, company size. That is the most valuable thing that we expect.
Right. Okay. So what was a new thing for you in terms of strategy and all that?
Actually, we get a lot of advice from different judges, professor. They guide us how to planning and do our what we call a canvas. So we know a lot like what is the more channel that other channel that we able to sell our product to, and how to get funding from VC during the judge period. And then we meet still judges that they are in the same field, which is IoT. They are interested in our product. So they give a lot of advice, and they are interested to work together with us in the future.
Right. It's so interesting, right, what you were saying, right? The knowledge from other people who have the experience. And the other thing is like, hey, you got to look at new markets. Right? And sometimes we cannot see it ourselves, and it takes mentors to guide us, right?
Yeah, sure. Because mentor or VC, they look into different fields. They have a bigger picture. So they know what we might encounter in the future. So they prepare us to not knock into the wall, so we can grow further and then have a better, smoother road.
Right. What was it? Nail it, scale it, and then sail it, right?
Yeah, the scale is very useful, especially the smart and soft skill. And then we able to learn a lot from our fellow competitor. They also have a very excellent idea. So actually, we learn from them a lot as well. Yeah.
Okay, so iCares is an application to ensure the safety of the residents or people in the building. and features such as digital keys, which is used to unlock access door with the app, and a My Face feature, which can unlock gates or access door or lifts with the user's face, right? And another one is My Vehicle, which can automatically recognize car number plates, right? Is there a specific story why this has become your choice of business model besides just tackling the Malaysia's property security system? You know, like you thought of all this.
From the beginning, actually, we are a software company that provide what we call visitor management control system. But we noticed that this software not really helpful to increase the community security, especially nowadays a lot of incident happen during MCO as well. Because one of our previous case is a housemate being bought out from the community kindergarten during MCO. A lot of time, they cannot trace back who are the one who bring them out, right? So our system help them to notify, capture the facial recognition and the car plate. So we're able to trace the data and pass it to the management. Within 2 days, I think, police able to get back the housemate and solve the case. So from there, we are really, we know we're doing something that really helpful to the community, especially the gated garden residents. So we are going to IoT. So when I'm going to IoT, not only the security level improve, they also help resident more convenience in terms of payment, right? You know, during MCO, people are not really want to pay the payment. If the what we call office ask you to go to the management office to pay, right? So we want to reduce the contact between people. This is one of our feature. And then the other is access card. Access card can be passed to anyone, so we cannot really know who are the one who take the card and access your maybe property or real estate. So we go into QR that with two authenticator, what we call more secure feature, to make sure that everyone go into the community is really the original person.
Right. And I think also what you've done was very interesting is you want it to be very smooth, right? Because you want to come into the gate, then you want to go, your car has to go in smoothly. So sometimes there's a disconnect. One part is okay, then another part, there is no continuity, right? So now when you do that, you've thought of the whole process from coming into the community to getting into your own unit or house.
Our system is from in to out, from inner to outer secure. So what we want to do is that when people going back to their home, they have a very convenient just drive through. And then they feel safe and secure. Then after that, for the management, they're able to manage their resident more smoothly in terms of what we call payment, bill payment, as well as when people are complaining about the condition of the resident area, the management can easily notice what happening around the community, and they can maybe repair or fix the leaf or any spoil area, right? So this is what we are doing. As well as for the security, we have a system that help the security to monitor the visitor in and out. So when there is someone that been alert, so the security know. Because when people go in with facial or car plate, if the car owner never pay the bill or they have been recently have some, what we call, they are maybe troublemaker, so they will be blocked. Then the guard will know this person been barred to access due to what condition. So this is why we want to improve the community experience.
Right. Okay. I'm here with Frankie Fu from iCare Technology. We'll continue our conversation after this. Stay tuned to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Building Future Malaysia. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Good morning, this is Rita Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. If you've just joined us, I'm here with Frankie Fu from iCares Technology, and they provide a convenient yet secure visa control system to the client, which intends to eliminate the duplication of access card issues, provide traceable records, as well as to create a more secure living community. And of course, they have recently won third place in the recent ASB 101K competition startup track. Okay, now, the other thing is security and privacy, right? I know that you guys have verified more than 1.2 million times of visitors checking in and out, right? What is the personal information needed for this app to achieve safety? But at the same time, how do you ensure that the user's personal information is secure as well?
Okay, for this part, actually, we are using cloud server like ASP and AWS and Google Cloud. So before we capture this kind of what we call personal data, we will watermark and encrypt the data. So before, then we will store it into our cloud system. So this is quite what we call safe, because our service provider like Google, they are really strict on the data protection, right? We are very confident that if anything happen, we can get the what we call Google to what we call protect the data, you know. Actually, our data is protected by a lot of security measurement, and we are in a cross system, what we call. This is what we're doing.
All right. Okay, so your customers are actually very B2B. You work with EcoWorld, SP Satya, UM Land, and many other companies as well, right? So you are very much B2B. How? What's your business model? Is it subscription?
Yeah. We are subscription basic, and also we will provide hardware. Hardware is a one-time cost that when they are installing, we will charge in a package. Yeah, so every month we will collect subscription. Our subscription base is based on every JMB, not like individual how many person in the command. So anytime we collect when the JMB registered, we will collect monthly basic, as well as we will help them to manage to train their staff. And also, if anything happen, like incident happen, we will support them. So okay. Mostly is subscription based, yeah.
Right. Are you profitable yet?
At the moment, we are not really profitable, but we are break even by this year, yeah. We are very confident in this.
And do you think it's because of the pandemic that the people take this a little bit more seriously? Do you think the pandemic actually helped your business?
Yeah. Actually, pandemic do help us a lot in terms of expanding our market. But a lot of people tend to implement this kind of technology to reduce personal contact.
Right.
As well as they want to, because now is what we call Industrial Revolution 4.0, right? So a lot of people want to have a better life or technology experience, actually help us to increase our client.
Right. Frictionless.
Frictionless.
Frictionless. So that, I mean, it's very smooth. They don't have to, go through many places and try to get access and all that. So it's as much as possible, right? People want to make it frictionless. So are you looking at working with schools and, factories, that sort of thing as well?
Yeah, actually we have clients from school, international school, as well as a factory, and also the office tower. So actually we have a lot, a wide range of clients that needs our security solution. So we work with different like JMB security company to implement the system into different fields.
Okay, if you were to say the schools and factories and, properties and all that, what is the biggest demand? Who would be, use your services more at the moment?
At the moment, we are more focusing on the community.
Right.
Gated garden or gated, what we call condominium or high-rise building. So because they are they are utilize this security daily, in daily basis. So we're focusing on these clients at the moment.
How will you be marketing your business moving forward?
Yeah, we are now, during January, we have our first division in KL to expand KL market, because previously our HQ is in JB. So most of our client is JB, like Echo World, SP Certia.
I see.
And Forest City. So mostly our client is located in JB, Johor Bahru, and also some from Malacca. So now we are expanding to KL and also Indonesia. Actually, before pandemic, we have two developers that interested in our system from, one is from Batam and one is from Jakarta. So they really look into this technology to implement in their building so that they can maybe increase the property value, right? So, but after a pandemic, we will continue to further cooperate with them after this opening.
Right, it's all, yeah, everything is open now. Time to go. So oh, you're from Johor, and now you're looking to Klang Valley, and of course you're saying that in Indonesia as well. Isn't there anyone that provides a similar kind of service when you talk about competitors? Are they not a lot of people in your space?
Yeah, actually, if you compare marketplace in Malaysia, there are a few, but not really a lot, like Jaga App, iResident, eCommunity, and iNeighbor. So because this is a very niche market, so not really a lot of people want to go into this kind of business, because you have to have a good connection with developer, security company, and also JMB, management company. So besides that, your technology level, you have to be more advanced in order to serve this kind of client, right? They are not really not normal people, that they have higher expectation from your service.
Okay. So you think with this technology, there'll be less dependency on security guards?
That will not be happening, because anything will be controlled by the security guard.
Right.
Even if you implement a machine, you also need someone to monitor it, right? So however, we help the community to utilize the security guard more efficiently. How we say that is that, and another one, you can look utilize the person to patrolling the garden, so it's more secure in terms of the service.
Right. So you'll be more effective for the for the property, for the community, right? Okay. So tell me a little bit about your team. How big is your team? How do you all work together with each other?
Yeah, my team consists of five core members. Two is a programmer and three C-level. At the moment, we work together through in JB HQ. For the division in KL, actually, we have a small group consists of three marketing person. Yeah. So actually, how we work together is that we will go through Zoom meeting. And then we were planning for how to penetrate the market and support each other. Then we will travel around.
So this year is going to be busy. You're going to be busy in the Klang Valley. You're going to be busy in Indonesia as well. And maybe Singapore.
Singapore, actually, we do have some connection there, but we are doing with different approach. We use what we call distributorship approach. We sell our license to use to them to penetrate the market over there.
So I'm just thinking of Phua Chu Kang, right? The best in Singapore, JB, and some say Batam.
Yeah, because this JB is a very good location for us, because we want to penetrate Singapore or the Indonesian market. It takes half an hour to fly over, so it's very near. And also KL is around 2 hours plus. It's very convenient for us.
Okay, so I might have to move down south. All the best, Frankie. Very interesting product that you have. And I think a lot of exciting things now that, you know, we're opening up as well. I've been speaking to Frankie Fu from iCares Technology. You've been listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.